I told you would have a good time. Just because we don't have the same customs as your society doesn't mean we don't know how to party. You seem to enjoy the alcohol. Isn't that a part of party culture in your homeland? I thought as much. Not to mention some of our herbal plants. They really put everyone in a better mood. Fortunately, we grow a lot of these herbs here in the village. We use these herbs to connect us to what you would call more of a spiritual force. It links our minds and consciousnesses to nature and spirits from afar. We also use it for its medicinal effects. Especially for our elderly. They claim that it helps their eyes. I'm not sure if that's true or not, but I found it makes a good pain reliever too. We usually use it for rituals, but of course, we can use it for other purposes too. As much fun as we had tonight though, tomorrow we must begin preparations for our wedding, and for your ascension to kingship. But first... Bye, boy. How did we know about your country's party customs? And how do we know that they use our vision plants? Well, I told you. We were in constant communication with the ancestors and the spirits from beyond, as I call them. They give us divine information as they are all-seeing. They see what's going on in your country as well as many others, and they relay the same information back to us. It's a form of clairvoyance, if you think about it. Well, basically, from what we've been told, your piece of trash of a government would take many of the natural substances and herbs that this planet naturally grows and use them for their own advantages to further control you. Like, for example, what we call the vision plant. Its real name is cannabis. Your country calls it weed. But what we've been told is that it's constantly tested in labs and mixed with synthetic substances to make, well, counterfeit versions of it. And it's released into the public in the form of dispensaries or weed dealers and many other outlets. Instead of our vision plant giving you stimulated consciousness, connection to the spirit realm, and healing of many bodily ailments, your version is just, well, how do I explain this? It leaves you in a state of lethargy, or just numbness, as I like to call it, and clouds almost all forms of awareness. They use this as a tool to further dumb down your society. I mean, think about it. Have you seen anyone on weed, or what they consider high on weed, in your country? I would consider that more of a low than a high. The same with the cocaina plant. They take it and then mix it with a bunch of substances, and then out comes this form of drug called cocaine. Though I'm not someone to personally recommend any form of herbs to just anyone, our herbs, no matter how pure they are, have different effects on different people. So, even we have to be very mindful of how we use them. But in your country, it's just that much more severe. And don't even get me started on the effects of cocaine. They leave people to become addicted or just die off from the effects of the drug itself, on the body, on the mind, while they keep the purest form of it for themselves and use it to up their own consciousness, heal their own bodily ailments. I mean, even your current presidential administration is really adept at using the cocaine plant for their own, well, personal reasons. Oh yes, the ancestors definitely let us know about your current administration. What a brain-dead man your current president is. Why put someone so mentally inept in office to lead over an entire nation of people? How pathetic. It is only a sign of the crumbling state of your so-called nation. Not to mention the economic woes. What do they say again in your country? Oh yes, karma is a bitch. The land that those poachers stole from us is now energetically working against them and everything they've built over it. Not to mention that our ancestral forces are actually at work every day helping this happen even further. Oh, you'll definitely see fireworks in the days to come. This doesn't mean that all the people of the country are gonna go and, well, disappear too. Many of them will be fine. It's just that your, well, leaders will have to pay the price. Oh, but what an interesting climax to this story. And speaking of which, it's story time again. Shimi? Yes, Chief Ikuyam. My, you don't have to be so uptight all the time. Come, sit with me and our soon-to-be second chief. Yes, Chief Ikuyam. It is nice to meet you again. Our soon-to-be king. Now, let's tell the story, shall we? Well, I've mentioned to you that, well, our ancestors, the original Amazons, had a massive war. One that lasted for years, which led to the unfortunate and devastating death of many of our kind, forcing them to flee the land for other parts of the world. Truthfully, had we been properly prepared, we would have won that war. But our enemies, being the scheming pieces of crap that they are, found a way to blindside us. Not only was our civilization highly powerful in terms of strength, but in terms of technology as well. We had amazing technological advancements. We were able to control the weather, affect the elements, and many other things. But there is a huge flaw in our technology, leaving it wide open for attack. This technology will not only be a great factor in terms of our connections with the elements and dominion over the weather, but also played a huge role in our physical strength. Many of our machines would also feed off of the sun's very energy, and no, not like solar panels from your country, a lot more advanced. Able to utilize the very plasma energy of the sun itself. This technology would be used to power many of our other machines, and alter our very genetics to make them a lot more resilient and powerful. As I've said, contributing to our physical strength, in which we still retain quite a bit of. But our weakness was like a sore thumb, and our enemies took advantage of that. The moment they destroyed our machines was the moment that we became a lot weaker and a lot more susceptible to, well, any form of attack, truthfully. It caused us to revert to more mundane ways of fighting, with the sword and spear. But even in that state, we were still very powerful and still overwhelming much of our armies, until they released that plague upon us, of course, which killed most of our kind, including our queen, Calafia. Much of the western coast of your Americas were actually our home, not just California. Well, that was more of our capital. The entire western half of your entire country was our land, before it was stolen from us, of course. Every time I hear this story, it infuriates me. Why would they come and do such a thing to us? What do we ever do to them? Calm yourself, Chimi. The problem that you had is assuming that our enemies worked by morals, or that they needed a good enough reason to do what they did to us. No, they simply did it out of thirst for power, a selfish desire, but very motive nonetheless. Now, carrying on, when our predecessors left that land in desperate search for a new one, they crossed so much water until they found a completely new land. Later, as many of ours settled on that land and created generation after generation on it, it would be given a name, Lemuria. This is, well, the landmass in which you stand on right now. Our enemies, having built entire cities over the bodies of our deceased predecessors, wanted even more. They tread the seas themselves, searching for new land to dominate, until they came upon our land of Lemuria. But what they didn't expect is for it to be very guarded. The very souls of the selfsame millions and millions of Amazons who died in the war now exist, be it in a more etheric state, creating what you would almost consider an etheric barrier over this land. They swore to never allow the same mistake to happen again. And what technologies we lost, they are assisting us with the knowledge to rebuild it, here. Our enemies, attempting to raid this land as well, failed miserably. The very essence of our ancestors wiped out dozens and dozens and dozens of our military squadrons, disrupting their technology and rendering it nearly useless. Knowing that coming to Lemuria would be a losing battle for them, they instead wanted to... They wanted to create a separational barrier between both lands, to be sure that neither land, or neither of the land's inhabitants, would ever know of the other's existence. So they used our same weather and element technology to create a huge ice wall, to block off any entity from Lemuria ever stepping anywhere close to your part of the world, or anyone from your part of the world coming close to us. This ice wall you would come to know as Antarctica. Yes, it is a land of icy tundra, but it is also a very thick ice wall. Yes. They knew that ice was one of our greatest weaknesses. They know that we are tropical people. We strive on every level, in the warmth, in the sun. And they knew that we would never cross an icy tundra in order to get revenge on them, as they knew that the trip would be too dangerous for us, not to mention how thick the ice wall actually is. Indeed. So, our ancestors, having really no weaknesses or benefits from any element, have a significant advantage. I mean, having no body, it means that you can sneak up on anybody. Phase through walls or whatever form of matter, and cause however much chaos you deem fit. Their divine works have not only nearly brought your entire system to an end, but have also near melted all of the ice walls. Ever notice your news keeps talking about the melting Antarctica? Well, that is their doing. The work of the spirit realm is definitely an amazing feat, isn't it? Nevertheless, you being a researcher of Antarctica, as you've told me in our little conversation, has led you down here to find out more about the ice wall and everything about it. Of course, your government having full knowledge of it, but refused to tell you. Nonetheless, you were able to find the edge of this ice wall, and even go beyond it. And after going beyond it, you found nice tropical waters, with sun. All of a sudden, the entire climate changed for you. It's as if you escaped into another dimension. And then all of a sudden, everything went black, upon you reaching the shores of a new island. And then we found you. Attacked, of course, by a jaguar, nonetheless, but fortunately still alive. I know it's kind of weird finally finding out that you're Well, map isn't like how they tell you it is, huh? The Bert Over landmass has been the 7 continents you're so acclimated with. There's a whole other world beyond those 7 continents, and you're just in one of them. I know. Must be crazy to find out. Regardless of our rebuilding, there's still been many obstacles, including the death of many of our male Amazons, creating a very, very serious shortage of masculine energy, if you would say. As well as certain conflicts between multiple of our tribes. Fortunately enough, me and many of the other chiefs from the other villages have come together under a common unity. We all realize we come from the same fold, so why fight against each other? So now we have opened ourselves to trade, and many other good things as well. This is right. Though we still keep our distances from one another, we have learned to become more tolerant of one another. It is sad the state that we are in. We should have all just been one, but some wanted to split apart. Very true. This newly found reunity was specifically ordained by the messages and orders of our ancestors. They mentioned that we would work much better as a unit than apart. So in respect of him, we must fulfill our wishes and become more of a unit as we once were. In said rebuilding process, as I've mentioned, you are a major part of it for this tribe. What preparations are required for our wedding? Well, normally the chief would unite us together. But considering that I am the chief, I can actually elect a tribe member to conduct the ceremony. And who better to do it than Chimi? Chimi? Yes, Chief Iguiam. I elect you to be the one to unite our hero and myself in marriage. My chief, do you think that I'm ready for such a task? I honestly cannot think of anyone else who is better suited for the task than you, my dear Chimi. You are loyal, intelligent, and have always been able to accomplish whatever task that I gave you. I would be honored to have you conduct the ceremony. Thank you, my chief. I promise that I won't disappoint you. I know that you won't. Thank you, Chimi. You are dismissed. Chimi will begin all the preparations tomorrow. Why her? Because she is conducting the ceremony. What do you ask? A wedding planner? Well, I guess you can consider it kind of like that. But in our culture, it's the village chief that normally conducts and plans the entire ceremony. But of course, since I am the chief, it is the elected member that does everything. Sounds like a maid of honor. Well, admittedly I do consider Chimi my best friend. I don't think I ever told her that before. I should do that very soon. So in this case, I'd say that some of our customs are similar. However, this is a rare exception. A priest normally unites the couple in your culture. But my problem with that has always been, what about those who have different beliefs or no beliefs at all? To me, it should be a leader of a community that does this. That way, everyone is included. Well, yes, there is a court wedding. But it's not... How do I put this? It's boring. It has no spunk to it, you know? I mean, your culture's way of doing weddings doesn't seem all that personal, even that happy of an event. I even heard the whole wedding dress custom as well. That's a lot of income to pay just for one event. I do understand that it is an important event. But couldn't that money have been used for more lasting reasons? Goodness, your culture is so messed up. I would much rather choose mine any day of the week. We simply gather the whole village together, unite a couple, and then have a huge celebration. The only thing to plan is the celebration itself. A lot of attention goes into weddings in your culture for just one day. Granted, a very important day. But what if the marriage doesn't work? All of that was for nothing. Divorce is very common in your society, is it not? It's a very sad fact. Our village doesn't have that problem. Most of our village are women. So, whatever men that we're able to marry with are very cherished, and aren't just used as pieces of meat. Same-sex marriage? Well, though we do respect how two people decide to bond with one another, we don't do it in the exact same way. Let's say it be two male Amazons, or two female Amazons, which under the certain situations would be two Amazonesses, would get together under a unionship called a twin flame union. It wouldn't be sexual in its nature. This bond wouldn't have any sexual relations under it, but more of a sisterhood. And before you ask, yes, our kind does practice polygamy. Since we were very short in terms of male Amazons, whatever male that one of the tribe members gets in a relationship with would have to share that same male with many others. So, in a sense, as a bonus for marrying me, specifically the chief of this village, you get to smash several other Amazonesses, which I believe I've already told you before, right? Oh? So there are certain places in your culture that doesn't allow same-sex marriage? Though we don't necessarily practice it ourselves, at least not in the sexual way, we do believe in free will. As long as you're not hurting the next individual, nor that next individual's people, we believe that you should be able to do whatever you want. So, honestly, I think that restriction is pretty, well, shitty. Though not by any means the first shitty law that your country has ever made. I honestly don't know why anyone would try to prevent a couple from being happy. Oh yes, and I forgot. Mentioning twin flames, we do have a couple, very close to us at this point. They're in another room, of course, but their names are Inchi and Lada. They've been happily twin flames for at least 15 years now, I believe. I know that the customs of my people are different from yours, but don't worry, my love. I'm sure you'll adjust fine to being a king. What is the difference between a king and a chief? Well, nothing much. Technically, me being the chief means that I'm the queen, but a single one at that. This title of chief was only offered to the supreme male, or female, of the village. The healthiest, the strongest, and so on. Similar to how Calafia was considered our queen, because of her incredible strength and amazing fighting capabilities as a warrior. She was truly a wondrous Amazoness. So, when you marry into our family, you'll be known as the king, automatically, since I'm known as the queen. Seriously though, our roles will be the same, just like in any marriage. Basically, we assist each other and help around the village to make sure that not only the tasks are easier, but to make sure that the village flourishes twice as much. Now, I will be the first one who's married to you. You can decide which others to marry as well. But if you marry the Amazon chief, then she alone will be known as the chief, and so will you, because the male and female union has been finally created between the first two of the relationship. Whenever others come in, they will be known as married to you, but at the same time, they will not be considered chiefs, nor queens, as there is already one in the relationship. So I will be the head wife, And the others will be sort of your sub-wives, if you think about it. We all honor this tradition and understand it to its fullest extent. I can definitely say the process of replenishing the village's population will be very fun, wouldn't you agree? Will our children be treated as royalty? Well, no. We ourselves are servants to the village. Though we too use the terms of king and queen, there is no such thing as a monarchy in our culture. Leaders should serve the people, not be served by their people. That goes for our children as well. No one will be treated as superior to anyone else. A leader is supposed to do as the title implies, lead the people, and not rule over them. My abode is a lot bigger than others, and not because of luxury, but because of necessity. It is important to fit as many villagers there, to assist as many as I can at once. As for the double-sized hammock, remember it is because it is customary for the chief to be married to have assistants. No, our children won't inherit our positions. Who would do such a thing? Leadership is based on the quality of the individual, and not because we're born under some fortunate circumstances. As I previously mentioned, no one should be considered superior to anyone else. All life should be treated with equality. And yes, I realize that we hunt and kill animals in the forest, but this is only for survival. It is a part of nature, and not for our ego or for fun. Equality is one of the reasons I will be sharing you with other Amazonesses. Well, that and because replenishing the village, of course. A harem? What was that again? Oh. Well, I guess you'll sort of have something like that. But remember, you're my husband. They only get you once. I get you permanently. And many times. Oh, so you feel like you're owned? You're definitely not owned, just incredibly appreciated, that's all. Though, why not I show my appreciation just a little bit more? Now. Oh, so you need more convincing of our gratitude? Good. I don't mind convincing you some more. Well, yes, I did grab your butt. What of it? Oh, I can't do it until we're married. Oh, I remember this is another odd tradition of your culture. Well, you're in my culture now. And here, I can grab whatever part of you I want. Yeah, baby. Claim my butt. A little slap, huh? Naughty, naughty. That's right, I slapped your butt right back. You needed to be punished for being naughty. You know, if not for Chimi, I would have never met you. I think that she should be rewarded for her good deed. Perhaps she should be the first of your so-called harem. After me, of course. On our wedding night, you are all mine. After that, however, you can have Chimi. Oh, so you thought you were going to be alone with the other girls? Oh no, my love. You'll be having me along with them every time you do it. I said that I would share. That means at the same time. Think you can handle that? Two strong Amazonian women. Many times. The hammock is right there. We can use it until we end up on the ground. Are you ready? Right this way, my love. Off to bed. Or hammock.